At this time of year, many of us start thinking about a fresh new start, ditching some of the old things, picking up some new things, and living a new life. But what to ditch? What to pick up? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond. Great to be back with you again. Today, we're going to take a look at your fresh new start from a different perspective. Over the last few days on the program, we've been spending a bit of time with the apostles Peter and John, not long after Jesus was raised from the dead and he ascended into heaven. And what we've discovered is that God performed an amazing miracle through these men. He healed a beggar who'd been lame from birth. Now, the reason that we're talking about this at this time of the year is that, well, this time where the old year's just gone, it's slipped into history, and the new year, well, it's ahead and it's about to unfold. It's a time when we think a lot about the past and where the future's headed. It's natural. And right at this time of the year, I just felt that it was the right time to share a little with you about this miracle-working God, this God who sent his son Jesus to show us what God's like and to die the death that we deserve as a punishment for our sin so that we can be forgiven. Just after the miracle of healing of this man, that's exactly what Peter said this miracle was all about. Have a listen. Comes from the book of Acts, chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. And by faith in his name, that's the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus itself has made this man strong, whom you see now. And the faith that is through Jesus has given him his perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, my friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he'd foretold through his prophets, that the Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out, so that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send the Messiah appointed for you, that is Jesus. Faith in the name of Jesus, in who he is, the Son of God, in what he's done, means that the old slate can be wiped clean and we can have a fresh new start in life. The Apostle Paul, a few years later, put it this way. He said, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. All old things have passed away. See, everything has become new. You know what that means? It means that no matter how badly we may have mucked things up last year, no matter how we feel or what regrets we have, what we were born with, if we place our faith in Jesus, whose birthday we've just celebrated a few days ago, we have a new start, completely new, in our relationship with this miracle-working God. And I am speaking to you as someone who's been given that fresh start. A few years ago now, not that many years, Bernie had made so many mistakes. I was successful in the world's eyes. I was successful financially and in business, but in the things that really mattered, in life itself, I was a failure. And I have experienced that new start. And here on the threshold of this new year, I believe that there are some people, maybe you're one of them, who need and who really want a new start. But I have to tell you, so much of the rest of the world doesn't want us to have that fresh start. They don't want us to turn our lives over to Jesus. In fact, in some countries, choosing to follow Jesus is punishable by death. Absolutely, it is. In fact, that's true for some of the people listening to this program in parts of the world today. You know, I live in a part of the world that's safe and comfortable, but many are struggling in their hearts with a fear that comes with giving their lives to Jesus. Because the reality is, it could cost them their lives. And it was the same in Peter and John's day here in the first century. They were preaching, they were sharing with people the good news of Jesus Christ. And we've been looking at what we just read was from Acts chapter 3. And all of a sudden, they're arrested. Have a listen. This is what happens, Acts chapter 4. While Peter and John were speaking to the people, the priests, the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came to them, much annoyed, because they were teaching people and proclaiming that in Jesus Christ there is the resurrection of the dead. And so they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already the evening. But many of those who'd heard the word believed, and they numbered about 5,000. The next day, the rulers and the elders and the scribes assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John and Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly family. When they'd made the prisoners stand in their midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" And then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said to them, "Rulers of the people and elders, if we are questioned today because of a good deed done to someone who was sick, and we're asked how this man has been healed, Let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that this man is standing before you in good health by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. This Jesus is the stone that was rejected by you, the builders. It has become the cornerstone. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. See what the power is of what these men are saying? The boldness. They've just been arrested by the same men who just a few weeks earlier had Jesus crucified. And they're saying, look, it's really simple. It's a miracle. God healed this beggar who was lame from birth, and he did it in the name of Jesus. Believe what you like, accuse us of what you like, throw us in jail, crucify us, doesn't matter, can't change the truth, can't change the facts. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. And then the leaders threatened them, and yet they still went on telling people about Jesus. In this world where there are all sorts of reasons why we shouldn't give our lives to Jesus, real persecution in some countries, and in other countries, like mine, a bit more subtle than that, maybe we'll lose face, maybe people will think that we're strange. I mean, this religion thing is not a trendy thing to do. I don't know who you are or where you're at in life or what the consequences might be for you if you give your life over to Jesus, but let me tell you this. This Jesus is the Son of God. He is a miracle-working God who wants to wipe our slates completely clean, to give us a fresh new start in life, to take away the things that we do and say and think that rob us of life itself. He wants us to be refreshed in our relationship with him. No matter which way you cut it, no matter what people argue to the contrary, Jesus Christ is the only one in whom we can have the free gift of eternal life. And it is a new life that starts here and now. It begins with forgiveness, God forgiving us, us forgiving those who've wronged us. It begins with the slate being wiped completely clean through complete forgiveness. And then, day by day, week by week, year by year, it grows into a new life, a fresh new start that begins with an eternal life that can start right here and now, this minute, this day. And there is nobody else who can give it to us. Nowhere else it can be found. No other religion, no other belief system, no other God. That's what Peter is saying here, and I believe him because that's exactly what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Christmas may be over. The old year may have slipped away. We may be sitting here with regrets over the past and doubts about the future. It may be that the world is screaming in our ears, every reason under the sun why we shouldn't give our lives over to Jesus. But if in your heart, right at this moment, you can hear him calling, if you can feel his tug on your heart, I want to encourage you to give your life over to him today. Every hope and dream, everything you are and everything you have, give it to him. For there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we may be saved. And begin your new life here and now for Christ's sake. Sharing the gospel with as many people as possible so they can experience a real and tangible relationship with Jesus. So before we go, I'd like to tell you about a free daily devotional to help you and your friends draw even closer to him. It's called Fresh. Each day you'll receive a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement. And the best news is that it's completely free, delivered right to your inbox each and every day, where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. Completely up to you. It's God's Word, fresh for you each day. To receive your free e-devotional, just jump onto the website freshdevotional.org. You'll see the fresh e-devotional sign-up waiting right there for you. And as a bonus, I'll also send you a free copy of my e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? So head across to that website and sign up to receive Fresh. I pray that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. That web address, in case you missed it, is freshdevotional.org. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.